Thatcher interview, take one. I'm here on 10 Downing Street in London. Let's try that again. I'm here in 10 Downing Street in London, about to speak to the Iron Lady herself, Margaret Thatcher, just hours after the Argentine government has surrendered and returned control of the Falkland Islands to the UK. I've been given a few minutes with Mrs. Thatcher before she addresses a special session of Parliament.
Is this it? Just you? Oh, right. You're that woman from American radio. All right, let's get on with it. You have precisely 10 minutes, and kindly stick to the list of approved questions, please.
Yes, of course. It's an honor to finally meet you, Mrs. Thatcher. My name is Sylvia Poggioli from NPR.
Could you say your name again, please?
You can call me Sylvia, Mrs. Thatcher.
No, I'd like to hear your last name again, please.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Thatcher. What did you ask me?
I said I would like to very much hear your last name again, please.
No. Oh, no. No, I can't do that, Mrs. Thatcher. No. I'm sorry. I'm done giving away freebies.
Excuse me?
Nope. Not doing it unless I get something out of it.
My dear, I have no earthly idea what you're referring to.
My last name.
What about it?
Mrs. Thatcher, you want me to say my last name, and I'm not going to say it unless you give me something in return.
This is ridiculous. I thought the British press was rude, but you Americans could really teach them a thing or two. Do you want to do an interview or waste your time playing games?
This is what you want to hear me say.
Posh.
Oh, goodness me.
See, I'll say the rest, but I need something from you.
This is highly irregular.
Posh.
All right. What do you want?
I want a 30-minute interview, right here, right now. No subject off limits.
Rubbish! Even if I wanted to, I couldn't accommodate you. I have to address Parliament in the Commons.
They'll wait.
Oh, Miss Porcini, or Prosciutto, or whatever your ridiculous name is. You've already squandered 3 of your allotted minutes on this nonsense. Do you happen to know who gave me the nickname the Iron Lady? Some people assume that it was the lapdog British press. But no, it was actually the Soviets who called me that. Because I refused to negotiate with the coal miners. I refused to negotiate with the IRA. And of course, I refused to negotiate over the Falklands. I'm certainly not going to negotiate with an American radio journalist. Oh, my good. I'll give you what you want.
30 minutes, darling.
30? Yes. 30. Cynthia, I'm going to need you to delay our address this afternoon by 30 minutes. No, I'm fine, Cynthia.
Are you ready for it?
Yes. Heaven above help me, but yes, I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Poggioli.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. That felt so good. Oh. Who? What are you?
I am an American radio reporter. And you, Mrs. Thatcher, are about to give me the best fucking interview you've ever given anyone in your life.